Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, it's post-game wrap time after the Giants fall to the Padres. Final score 6-3. And look, I mean, the tough times continue for the Giants. You want tonight to be a celebration. You get a kid who's made this great first impression. He hits his first big league home run. And unfortunately, that was the highlight for the Giants. Brandon Belt hits a pinch hit home run late. But we're just waiting for the Giants team to break through. And, yeah, we left Arizona thinking, okay, that was a late-inning rally, so much like the Giants we've seen over the last year, the late-inning heroics, the power off the bench, all that stuff, and hoping that was a springboard.
Well, I mean, it was a great swing of the bat for VR. Good for him. And the Belt home run, hopefully that propels him, because, you know, over the years we've watched him get streaky and just go off and go for a couple of weeks. But here's the thing, and I can't explain it, but we've seen this a lot this year where guys that face the Giants either have these bad records or high ERAs. They're quality pitchers that are struggling, but yet they turn it around on that given day like Snell did tonight. And look, I know he had 12 strikeouts against the Dodgers, pitched really well. But he had 11 strikeouts, and the Giants couldn't figure him out for the first three innings. They did a lot better after they saw him for the first time. So I don't know what it is. You mentioned some of the guys that this has happened to. The White Sox had a couple of guys, Kansas City, Cincinnati. And it's a problem right now. Now, they obviously are going to face a guy tomorrow that has pitched well and they have some history against. So maybe that's a good thing, because a guy that started the night that was 0-5 did not look 0-5.
No, he did not.
And he's been the enigma for the Padres. And one thing that's been pretty reliable is, especially with the Giants, when they've seen him in the past, is they give him a workout. And it's been real tough for him to go five innings or even to finish the fifth inning in the past against the Giants. But he kind of rolled through them that first three innings. That's the easiest I think we've ever seen him get through the Giants lineup. And then all of a sudden, the second time through, right on cue, it was a whole different Giants approach against him. And he threw 57 pitches in the next two innings. And but he still had a low enough count to get through the sixth. But anyway, they had their shot against him in the fourth inning, the second time through. And they ended up getting the bases loaded with just one out. And his pitch count was huge in that inning. He ended up throwing 32 pitches in the one inning. But, and to his credit, then he got through it. He found that little extra reserve, and the Giants could not get that big hit. And that big hit's been kind of elusive here lately.
Yeah. Well, I think Dave made a good point. Maybe the biggest bat in the game was the Mercedes at bat.
Yeah.
But guys on second and third or first and third, a 3-2 count, nobody out. And he swings at a pitch that bounces. And then they couldn't score the run after that. So, anyway.
It happens a lot against Snell. He gets those kind of ugly swings. It happens a lot. But if you have the bases loaded, nobody out, and he's scuffling to throw strikes. Maybe the bullpen might get going at that point. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Change the game, that one.
Because he really – Slater got the hit against him to start the inning. Now he's in the stretch for the first time. And maybe not so coincidentally, then he walks Wilmer Flores. And then he was about to walk Mercedes, and he swung at ball four was the difference. So, and then he walked the next guy after that. So, anyway, and you know, Mercedes is still a young guy, and he's a very aggressive hitter, and he's been swinging the bat well for the Giants. But and it does look pretty easy from up here. But anyway, that was just. That pitch was huge.
If there was one pitch in the whole game where they could get a redo, maybe other than the one that Sam Long pitched to Manny Machado, I think that would have been the one.
Yeah.
That would have been the one.
That's a good point.
All right, we'll pick players of the game right after this. All right, post-game wrap part two, and we are going to pick players of the game. And I get to go first. Okay. Well, I'm going to take the obvious choice. David Villar, he hits his first big league home run. The Giants find a way to get the ball, so he's got the souvenir from his first major league home run. But it wasn't just that. He played really well at third base tonight, really well. And he's comfortable over there. The Giants are asking him to play some second base. But I think, you know, you're seeing a guy who, if he can settle in over there, it takes the stress away on the defensive side. He knows how to play third base and unlocks him to be the hitter he can be.
Yeah.
Guy's
and
got real ability.
He may be playing for a position next year because you don't know what's going to happen with Longoria after this year. So he could be the guy.
Big games for him to make a positive impression and carve out a role. So
he's looked pretty good at third base.
Yes.
I think he looks really good over there. He's got a good arm.
Yeah.
Got some mobility. He's my guy.
All right.
VR.
That's a good
thing.
That's a good call. Is it now in me?
Your turn, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry,
Dave.
Thank
you so much. I don't like to just go out of turn, you know.
Oh, no.
Well, Sam Long started and with one out in the third inning and Machado coming up again, that's when Gabe Kapler made the move and brought in Tyler Rogers. And, I mean, Machado, I think Tyler Rogers is his worst nightmare. I mean, how many bad swings have we seen from him against Tyler Rogers? And this time he tried to check his swing and hit a ground ball right to short. So, and it was kind of grumbling and saying some nasty things to himself as he trotted up the first baseline. But and he gave the Giants two innings and got the final two outs of the third, a perfect fourth, got the first out of the fifth. So that's parts of three innings. And the Giants do differentiate between just going two innings by the number of outs and that sort of thing, by the number of times you get up and down. And I don't know that we've ever seen him come back in a third or a part of a third inning before.
Yeah, I don't
know. Anyway, and then all of a sudden, maybe it looked like he was a little out of steam. He walked the last hitter he faced, Batten, the rookie. But I'm going with Tyler Rogers. He did all those relievers, a bullpen night, and he was the best. He looked good. Got the best of his twin brother tonight, which hadn't happened, I don't think, before this year. And all his brother got to warm up in the ninth inning and not get used and then have to warm up again after Belt's home run and still not get used. So for me, much better night for Tyler than for Taylor.
Absolutely.
Good pick.
Good. I'll take Belt for tonight and hopefully for a hot stretch for the next couple of weeks.
You're picking him forward.
I'm picking a forward Brandon Belt.
Woo-hoo!
Hope so. They sure do need him.
Another pinch hit home run.
Yeah. They've got two of them now
In 3 days.
3 days after not hitting one the whole year. All right. What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. The Giants and the Padres tomorrow. And it's a national TV game. So, John, you and I will have the radio broadcasts. I invited Kipe to come over and do the pregame show for us.
Yeah.
And he just bolted out of the booth. As soon as I suggested it, he just ran.
So his day already started.
Day just started. You're right.
So if he's got Saturday off, it starts on sundown on Friday.
It's a good program to be on. Yu Darvish against Carlos Rodon. Great pitching matchup Giants so badly need a win. They just do. I mean, we thought maybe, okay, they got the one they really needed in Arizona. They got to find a way to get home and get this thing stabilized. So tomorrow, Rodon.
One of the worst starts of Darvish's career was against the Giants earlier this year at Oracle Park.
Yeah, they've done it to him a couple times now these last couple years.
Yeah.
We'll see. Tomorrow, 4:15 first pitch time. What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. All right, we'll have some highlights for you right after this.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.